Treblinka committee came back, because in Treblinka, you remember, everything was plowed over and so on. So they began excavating here. They did not excavate all the bodies. They excavated enough to prove what went on here. And they didn't do more than that. So there are remains still here of those who were killed. Hi, Senator Regina.
We are under this monument from the Soviet time with the red star on this hill.
The remains of those excavated with us. By the way, are they removing that now?
No, they're just repairing it.
How many pits were there?
There were nine.
All right, if Shmuel...
Now,
where are the other three?
They are not touched.
Right, that's my
point. For the memorial, there are 60.
That's right. They didn't excavate all. They just needed to prove what happened here. That's
do we know how many were killed on this spot here?
Yes, people were killed.
How many?
We cannot say.
Shmuel... I don't understand how they decide where to send who, but the majority, this is where the majority of them is.
And from West Europe, they're sent here?
People from other parts, Jews from other places are also sent here. I assume it has to do with train schedules, you know. Mm-hmm. They knew where it was easy to send people and so on and so forth. How many people, how many people they could handle on a certain day. They had to be able to handle the number of Jews.
Special because you can see how it looked when it was prepared for the storing of the petrol. You see, it was with the stone around. And this plaque says that in this 8 meters deep pit, occupants kept the prisoners who were forced to trench to dug out the corpses, and then after they will be burned to drench the bones. So it was about 80 prisoners. Half of them were Soviet army prisoners, and half of them they were people who were hiding in Malina. Malina is the word from the slang of the ghetto. It means the hiding place. So from September until December, it was 2 months. Ghetto was liquidated in September, and in December they started to burn the corpses. So in 2 months, there were people still hiding there on the territory of the ghetto. So they were found, and they were brought in here. There were four women who were making food for them, and they were dug out here in the pit where they lived, actually. And of course, they understood that they are doomed. So they started to try to make something to save their life. They started to dig the tunnel towards the railway station. And they did it about 20 meters long tunnel. They were taking earth in their pockets. They were digging with the spoons, with their nails, and so on. So on the 15th of April, they tried to escape. It was not known to them that all the territory around was mined. So half of them exploded just on the spot. And half of them escaped to the forest around. It was the smell of the corpses which were burnt here inside of the skin. So it was so easy for the Germans to trace the route if they have dogs.